Right, Red News podcast, I'm forgetting the numbers now, and I'm with some immediately after the game, so apologies for the music, and Nick's a bit down. So, 10 wins and one draw, they're a different class, but you're feeling low again.
Just men against boys, and I know we can't have it too down about it, but I feel like we should be, because we were just so poor. We had one shot on goal, we were wasteless with the ball, and it was simple mistakes that really let us down. We've not been doing over the last few games, but
we have been making mistakes.
Not getting punished by teams.
No, but that's what I mean. So you face a higher quality opponent. Yeah,
and they really, really...
The injuries are huge, though. You know, any... Not just, you know, I know Paris were missing it, but you two players during the game who are your in-form... Very good players.
Lingard, though, tonight, he was... Anytime something looked like it was happening, it was coming through him at times. And I felt like when he went down, I was kind of a bit...
But Martial had been feeling an injury. But I thought the initiative of the game had changed 25 minutes in. So suddenly I was actually... Well, there were a few things that were coming to mind. Negative, I'd adopted a Jose. Fucking get to half-time. Cheers, Paul. Get to half time, so just be at 0-0. The second thing, I started thinking, I'll bite the hand off anyone who offers me a 0-0 right now. That's after about 25 minutes. And the third, which Ollie was never going to do, but I'd have put Jones in to put five at the back. I know that's not Ollie at the wheel, but just thought you could see what was going to come.
I don't know. I feel like I look at the passes we played tonight, and every single one of them was predictable. And a lot of PSG stuff tonight was predictable, but it was just that odd change of the delivery that they had there. And then we just got carved open. And as soon as we went 1-0 down, we went for it. And then we were waiting.
Yeah, but I just thought you could see, like, the defensive work that Lingard does, Martial does, and then Sanchez and Mata just don't. Mata was... I mean, I know people love him, but Mata was so badly positioned.
I don't get him. Can I say that?
No, you can say what you want.
I don't get him. I think he's been a lovely servant, but I think if he doesn't go in the summer and we're trying to go and play with this team with pace, it's just, you don't fit what we're trying to do.
But he's slow, but also his
decision-making, he's not just slow pace-wise, his decision-making slow when he gets the ball.
And Sanchez just gave the ball away twice in an area where you're just going to get punished. And a good team, which is what they are. I mean, they're class. We've been playing and beating, apart from Arsenal, Spurs, Fulham, you know. That's another incomplete... You know, if Seville taught us a lesson, this is another step up from that.
Well, these are a lot better than Seville.
Yeah, that's what they've got a chance. I don't think they're...
The thing is, though, tonight is that you look at that squad that they had out there, that starting 11, and I looked at it and I thought, we'll win 2-0 tonight. And that's why I'm disappointed, because they've built up the expectations.
Yeah, but that's what we do as Reds, isn't it? We get a bit giddy, we get a bit carried away, we dream.
We should get giddy.
Yeah.
After what?
What I wanted when we were... I don't feel as flat as Seville because I've got a hope. But what I want, I'm saying exactly the same thing as nearly a year ago, is United should use this as motivation and also a turning point. You know, Verratti is world class. Now, we're praising Herrera, Pogba, Matic, you know, and forgetting Matic, Static for the goal. But that's the level you've got to have. You've got to have game changers. And Pogba just drifted, you know. Today, it was one of those, he sort of returned to, if the game's not going my way, I'm going to drift up. And that's what I mean. But his positioning was all wrong. But that's, we've got to use that. So it's not about marquee signings, but it's about saying, I mean, we lack a creative... We lack a game changer who can just, you know, it was Sanchez elsewhere, another club.
You look at Martial sometimes. The thing is, you look at big teams, you've got 2 or 3. And you look at City, if someone lets them down, you've got someone else who can pick up.
Yeah, but I mean, need someone in midfield who's going to put their foot on the ball and say, I can switch play. And I'd want the ball, you know. And we haven't got that. And that's where these are all things. And the defence is, you know, like, glad he got a contract, he works hard, but Ashley Young is not a right back. You know, at this level.
I don't mind Ashley Young.
Yeah, but he got battered.
He got
and Shaw did, to be fair.
So did they both, did. But, Ines Dunmay's got a contract and it's great. It seemed like Jones, Ines Dunmay's got a contract and if you're going to play him against teams like Fulham, that's fine. But when you've got PSG at home and you think, do you know what, we've got real chances, we could genuinely beat these at home. And we could go to Paris and if we got a draw.
Yeah, but were we just as naive as the team and really thinking we just got ahead of ourselves?
We shouldn't be, though. We shouldn't be naive.
Yeah, but with this squad.
Maybe they did, but we shouldn't be like that. We should be sat there thinking, do you know what? We could easily avert that to how we were at the start of the season. I mean, if someone had
it reminded me a bit of Spurs.
No,
yeah, well, that's why it reminded me a bit of Spurs, where you just think, hang on, one, two, could be three. I mean, I'm fearful for the away leg because we've got to attack, which, much as I want a Keno Turin, you're 2-0 down, we'll win 3-2 over two legs. I've just got a feeling they will, you know.
I don't even know if they'll take the piss with it, because they'll probably go 2-0 up, and they'll just think, right, let's not get injured. I don't think there's no need for them to do that.
The ref was a twat, though. I mean, like, if you book five players in your first half, yeah, but he,
do you know what was
there
funny
was none of those were out, none about, of those were outrageous.
When you said to me this morning, you was like, oh, have you got any ideas for the hatred of modern football and the mad this morning? This is one of them, because for the first 20 minutes of the game tonight, the guy behind me went, ref's been really good tonight.
Fuck,
really good after 20 minutes. I mean, really good tonight. And then in the second half, he's like, shit tonight, this ref.
Yeah, but he booked five in the first half, Nick. Forgetting VAR, you know, Ashley Young shouldn't have been sent off, but was very lucky by the letter of the ref. You are allowing yourself. Not that it didn't have any impact on the fucking game. You know, we were. And I don't know, you can't. You know, if Lingard and Martial stay on and are fit, maybe on the counter where we were looking better on the break. But I just thought,
you have to take your chances against top opposition. We only really had two or three real proper attacks in that first half where you thought, you've got to take one of them. Because if you took a chance and took one of them at the start, it's going to change that game.
Well, I think the atmosphere started really well for us and then it died down. They were very good, but I've heard that they were twats trying to... No, because I was that side, so I could...
see it perfectly, so...
So they tried to get us.
So when the first goal went in, you could see it perfectly from where we were. It was a fun corner bit. We basically just... We were climbing over.
Right.
And then we were just throwing punches like that.
Oh, right, though.
Yeah.
Fucking
so
hell.
So then by the time the second goal went in, they tried it again, but they moved more security to mitigate our... I've got a picture, I'll show it in a bit.
Yeah, but
they were proper going.
But United allow us to fucking... They won't allow us with a bottle top in the ground.
No.
So they allow... But, you know, two Paris fans came and stood by me at the end, 5 minutes to go. So they'd obviously jigged in when people were leaving. Now, I'd like to tell the podcast, I took them both on, I karate chopped them, I threw them down the stairs. But they were filming. All I did was stick two fingers and say, just, you know. But I've been in the away, I've been in that home end at many games, so I just thought, they're young. But it did make me laugh at all the things that United do for us. But then again, you know, Di Maria deserves shit, but he doesn't deserve a bot on his head. I know a lot of people will listen and go, it doesn't reflect well on us, but he is a fucking twat and blowing kisses. You think that someone says he's more brave there than he is when he's fucking...
That was his best performance at Old Trafford tonight, and that's what's annoying, isn't it, really? It's that he's not in the red shirt. He did more running tonight than his entire time at United. He was good. He was good tonight. He had a few bad players around him with bad passes.
And
Bath
was, you know...
They were a lot better than us, and it just looked like men against boys then. And when we played Juve in the group stage, it just shows you that we just don't score against.
Yeah, but
teams,
we got very lucky. We don't. Well, Juve taught us a lesson. I thought perhaps that was more of a like, let's compare lessons. But away we did get lucky.
The one positive tonight, if Ole's learnt anything from that, he's learnt the players he doesn't want if he gets the job in the summer.
We hope, but we've just given Jones a contract.
But it wasn't his fault, he played tonight.
No, I get that. I know,
well,
but what are we...
You've got to think, right, OK, is Sanchez the way forward? Can I plug into China or the MLS?
Well, we've got to, wages. Those wages...
Yeah, they're a problem.
Yeah, but they're also an advantage for, you know, if we are talking fucking Glazenomics, which affects everything at this club, that if that wage is freed, can pay someone, you know, go someone young, someone...
Give it to
well, that's... But I do like, sometimes on nights like tonight, the guy must think, well, hang on, they're putting me to brinkmanship, but fuck me.
He's thinking, do you know what? PSG are going to be the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Buffon's only got another year or two, and if that.
There was a pissed up red at the end, just really angry, and he was just going, Buffon's never won the European Cup. Has he not?
No.
And he was just really irate. He goes, never forget, lads. Never forget, lads. Buffon's never won the European Cup. I thought of all the anger he's got for their
team.
The whole
game. That's what he's called. Like,
for the Paris team.
But think about it, Matt is another one as well. Would you want to keep him in the summer?
Well, no. No, because I know this is controversial, but Anfield apart, the player he was for Chelsea is a million miles away from the player we see at United consistently.
One of the other things,
and he doesn't even hold the ball. You know, look, sharp players who are little.
I compare him to David Silva, and I think when I watch David Silva play, he gets the ball. Yeah. The first thing he does is he looks over his shoulders to see who's coming near. Matt is concentrating on looking to try and control the ball.
Yeah.
And he's not aware of what's around him.
But Ashley Young must have gone, what the fuck were you doing? One. Where was the backup for me? Because at times they were just going double up. I don't know.
He's not a winger though.
We've got to regroup for Monday. Monday is so huge for us. It's a cup that we can win. It's against the side who are feeling low. We can't have any of this bollocks. We're still fucking. Ollie's got to G him up and go right.
Potentially without
Marshall Wingard. Well, Lukaku's moment then. But that's, I mean, how did he feel today? He's not even come on to a couple of minutes before.
He should have pulled Rashford off a little bit earlier because he blatantly wasn't getting involved in the track.
Okay.
You know, we tried to get rid of him, don't get me wrong. But, you know, you can't put the cackle on 5 minutes to go. Should have brought him on a little bit earlier or something. That centre half they've got, that Kimpembe. As Mbembe said before the game, he'd been a weakness. That was one of the best defensive displays I've seen from the centre half.
Even
he was unbelievable tonight.
Even, you know.
Unbelievable. And that shows you a difference.
What's the Brazilian called at the back for
Thiago Silva?
I mean, I think he's a weak link, and he has been this season for him, but even he was. They just had us in it. Well, it can't be damn near. Come on, I want to see a little bit of the smell. What we've just done since December the 17th.
It's great. It's great. And we knew we're never going to win this competition, but it's still interesting.
Well,
I
did your dream a bit after Steve drunk and telling me Madrid was off.
He's a monk. But we knew we weren't going to win this competition. We know the FA Cup's still important. We know the league getting into the top four is important to go again, to see where we're up to again in this competition. But we're just that far away. And I just think everyone's got a bit carried away. It's just, the only thing that's annoying me and why I'm so upset is because I looked at that team they had out tonight with all the injuries they had, and we still couldn't beat them. And that's what's upsetting. If they played there with Neymar, if they played there with...
Yeah, but I think Neymar not being there is an advantage for him, because he can be a showboater. So it's almost they become more of a team without him than with him.
Maybe you're right, but who knows?
It's a manager, I think, is a weak link for them, because they know that he's not in, got full control, and he looked nervous yesterday. I thought he actually looked nervous.
That's why they won't win the Champions League.
Well, that's what I meant. Bigger.
They won't win it.
Well, you think what Barca did to them, was it last season or season before?
Season before.
That leaves mental scars that you can get. So we can go there and win 5-1.
But don't forget, Real 6-1. Madrid have the same. We can't even. I bet we don't even have 6 shots on target.
How for fuck's sake, Nick?
We won't, though. That's the problem. And it's, you know,
please, I can't go back to. Is that my bad?
We've been that schooled. That dominated. Right. I'll get it. You feel airtime. You feel airtime.
Mark, you're back on again.
I am.
Shane, have you cancelled in Madrid?
No, we keep on living a dream.
You're cancelling it.
I cancelled it after second leg.
Come you're on. Going Paris.
Yeah, we've got Paris. Hope? Yeah. I mean, we have a good drink up.
Yeah, but have you got hope for the game?
Not much, no, not really. I think Pogba gone. I think they're a different class. They're going to score, aren't they? Again, they're going to score one or two goals.
What did you think of tonight?
Disappointing. I thought we were outclassed for most of the game, but I think the substitutions really killed us. I think showed us that Matter's probably what we all knew isn't quite there anymore. Was a good player, but he's definitely passed his best. Who knows what's happened to Sanchez? I mean, he was just nowhere near it for the whole half.
Giving the ball away.
It was just terrible. the amount of times where he just made poor choices, cut inside when there was nowhere to go, just really poor. I mean, I think if you look at
the few things
I've read since the game, I mean, for the people that watched it on TV, would suggest that Sanchez was pretty poor throughout, which is what we
when
all
has
saw.
Been beaten, you know, no, that's yeah, got no. to go down as one of our so far worst signings.
What it brings home as well is the squad is quite shallow. You know, if you take when Lingard and Martial go off, when the game changes totally, the pace goes. Like Mata done okay, I thought, but he just hasn't got the pace, the outlet, and I think we're just quite shallow. So the bigger concern to me was really them being injured. The Chelsea game becomes it's our trophy chance, and that's what will kill us if we. Yeah, those two are out. It looked pretty bad, didn't it? That it goes straight off. Yeah.
But
has
this told us anything we didn't know? We just got carried away.
No. And I think in fairness, the bubble's got to burst sometime. And he's won the games we're supposed to win, which is, I know it's United, we should be more ambitious than that, but it's a good start. Like winning the games, we weren't winning those games before, so we're winning the games we're supposed to. Today's not a massive surprise, I think. You know, we had a bit more hope.
We just got carried away, though.
Exactly,
I loved it. But I'm trying to not be despondent.
I'm not despondent at all. I think it's alarming how most of us would have said they're probably on a better side than us, but actually when you looked at it on paper you would have said, well, surely we can live with them. And the fact that they were missing Neymar and Cavani, and was Mounier out? To be honest, I was in the pub, I didn't even see the team. But
I think tactically they took Pogba out of the game,
but the fact that that's that they're technically their three best players other than Mbappe, and they overran it.
I think tactically they were in a different as well. Like they took Pogba out of the game pretty effectively. I thought they were just
drifted out of the game. He got in his own little world where he doesn't. I don't know.
I felt like Pogba in glimpses looked great, but I felt my issue I had a bit of today was that I felt like we played their game for the first time under Ollie. We almost fell into our own sort of shell and said, right, we're going to play it their way, not our way. Which is the worst thing we could have done. And that was almost a bit.
And then we lost our shape.
In our way. And that was. Is that something in the players where they come up against good side and suddenly go, oh, I'm scared of them now? And it felt a bit.
It reminded me of Spurs, where you go 1-0 down, then you know 2's coming and possibly 3's coming, but you just lose your shape. You lose.
Yeah, they just didn't have that little bit of spark.
Who played well?
I had no sympathy for
Lindelof. I thought
Lindelof in disgrace. I think it was hard for Lindelof. Like Mbappe was on the line every time he could have put him in trouble. I thought Lindelof done alright. I thought Matic had a decent game to start with, but whoever starts off being good, but over the game, the class tells. I've got, at the end of the day, we're fourth in the league, having been 11 points off that. We can't complain.
I think we can't let the gloom of 1-9 start affecting our general mood. But all I said to Nick is, this should be where we need to get to. How do we bring that up? So Woodward should be going right. That's, you know, their plan. Everyone had a plan. PSG have had a plan for years. You buy better players than you've already got, and you buy players that will take you to another level. Forgetting whether they're walking the league, and you've got like Moratti, you know, big class. Anyway, right. So Madrid.
Madrid is gone, but we won't cancel it yet. We won't cancel it till we really have to.
Right, Nick. Final words.
Oh, on Chelsea, my man.
Yeah, bring it on. Fuck them.
Stamford Bridge, obviously, horrible place for us to go in.
5,000 Reds, up for it. You're after a ticket if anyone hears.
They'll be beautiful people.
Okay. All right, cheers all.